Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. Normally, we run through the week's new release schedule and highlight a record or two worth buying whole, and a couple where just a single download or two might work better. But this week, it's all about the single. Some of these songs haven't been released as proper singles, and they aren't summer singles per se. We'll leave it to the New York Times to pontificate on the value of a perfect summer anthem. Instead, these are just good songs from a week where I'm not sure there's a record that's top to bottom worth your while. So let's get started with Emily Haynes. What is Free to a Good Home is the new EP, designed to be a companion piece to the Metric frontwoman's solo debut, Knives Don't Have Your Back. It's a six-song affair featuring songs recorded during the Knives sessions. If they sound like leftovers, it's because they are. And that means only the most dedicated Haynes fans are going to find this essential. And yet, for the most part, the songs are pretty unpleasant enough, and just unconventionally melodic enough to be interesting. The one most worth hearing, and thus throwing 99 cents at, is called The Bank, which not only includes a great vocal and hook, but also the year's most surprising name drop. Here's a listen.
Just like Huey Lewis, I need a new drug. I need a new drink. I need a new drug that does what it should. So take me to the bank.
That's Emily Haynes with a tune from her new EP. Next up, Uncle. War Stories is the new one from this production collective. Uncle is always spearheaded by James Lavelle and always features an interesting lineup of special guests. This one comes nearly 10 years after their debut, Science Fiction, which featured guests that included DJ Shadow and Richard Ashcroft. It was Uncle's first and arguably finest record. And if there was a record this week that comes closest to earning a green light to buy whole, this would be it. There's two tunes with Ian Astbury out front, and getting a B-plus performance out of a C-list rock star ought to count for something. Cameos from Brody Dahl of The Distillers, The Duke Spirit, and Autolux are also worth hearing, but without question, the one worth owning is a tune that features Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age. It's not just the record's standout, but it might just be better than anything on the most recent Queens record. It's funky enough to be Uncle and menacing enough to be Queens, making it a near-perfect collaboration. Here it is for your consideration. That's Uncle. Next up, a flashback. Keeley Smith, The Essential Capital Collection, focuses on one of music's most distinctive and perhaps underrated voices. Smith originally found fame backing Louis Prima during his prime and still sings today, well into her 70s. What you get on these 27 tracks is an excellent career primer, an unreleased tune, and some duets, a few with Prima and a pair of duets with Frank Sinatra. One of those Frank duets, How Are You Fixed for Love, is the one I'll recommend. Mostly because you can hear it in Sinatra's voice, you can hear the excitement. He seems pleased to have found a legitimate female foil and not at all bored like he does so often later in his career. Take a listen.
How are you fixed for memories? Memories that shine so bright.
If we let fancy take us, we could make us a few tonight.
How are you fixed for someone who'll fit your arms like a glove?
Hey, tell me, baby, how are you fixed for love?
That's Keeley Smith. Next up, the Eastern Conference Champions. This is a band made of folks that used to be in a pair of major label hopefuls, LaGuardia and CKY, and too often their debut, Ameritown, sounds like they're just a little too bent on proving the third time's the charm. These aren't guys good at hiding their ambition. And while I've seen bloggers float around Kings of Leon and Guns N' Roses comparisons, for my money, that's way, way too kind. They're scrappy, but my first few listens suggest the songwriting isn't half as convincing as their swagger. And this is never a good sign. The best song on their debut was the lead song on their introductory EP. It's one called Nice Clean Shirt. And while this is a drastically reworked version, it still stands as the only Eastern Conference champion song you need right now. If for no other reason, because it's the rare tune that's actually as promising and outright rocking as they seem to think they are. Here it is. That's the Eastern Conference champions. Next up, our second duet of the podcast, this one pairing the Manic Street Preachers and the Cardigans' Nina Persson. Hold your yawn, this one's actually pretty great, even if you aren't an Anglophile. The Street Preachers' eighth album, Send Away the Tigers, isn't bad, just kind of boring. But this one, a line-trading, verse-sharing duet, is notable mostly because it offers us a listen to what the Cardigans might have sounded like if they ever really rocked. Now you'll know, too. This is called Your Love Alone Is Not Enough.
Your love alone is not enough, not enough, not enough. It's what you felt. It's what you said, what you said, what you said.
That's the Manic Street Preachers. We'll finish with one from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Three of the tunes on their new five-track EP, Is, were previously available as live cuts from their live DVD, Tell Me What Rockers to Swallow. And apparently they cut these studio versions live across just one day. Like the Emily Haynes stuff, there's nothing here that screams must-own unless you're a diehard. These are leftovers. Rockers to Swallow, though, their first and best song on the record, is underwritten, but the line's a killer, so we'll give it a pass and recommend for its vulgar display of power a download. Here's a preview. That's the Yeah Yeah Yeahs wrapping up another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Will Hoffman, Boston, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstands now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.